Sedan Sorge Chonamla Chanju Vardu Dani Kepsu Shu Dagi Chinyin Jive Sona Dulo Panju Sange Juvar Shu Sorge Chonamla Chanju Vardu Dani Kepsu Shu Dagi Chinyin Jive Sona Dulo Panju Sange Juvar Shu Chudan Soje Chonamla Chanchu Pardo Dani Kepsun Dagi Chinyan Jive Sunam Dulo Penche Sanje Duvayo
Nyalai Gidan Ladan Ujian Gidan Dadan Mayi Gunam Dawan Dua Kanji Dunam Jidam Tamji Gidu Daga Jidan Dool Unorzo majur namkin da donyan bir Mazım cedam cici dondur Tabca derdi bilene amacı var Yon da bura da bazan cici çoğun kızır Yonde kızınci kumarın bu cici Dinye uza cani can da varırcar Hodi da bura cavi yerde da bacım bu dambı cizamur Senyam be banal banju jiram be dam ji, sinen nama dam be chau ji ja zar dam di sam bar zar.
Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the Lainish Lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings pervading the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment which is completely free of all mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain the state that I am going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
Onda dinida dambri javada dambu chuna jigu jigu dambu chuse jigu di tamara jigu tusam kumsam jigu nimar tena phalguwa yendu ojigu da jiva sangkawa jambu sona yon tambu jajin tuwa mongta sar ardu janglu damchi dambri jig tamara nyanzan gandu nyamso no kunyong tenpa jigu chuta ngu sinida tsukong jigu ni jigu tsukong tambu di tuwa jigu ยวาดีเนทุวะตองละสัมปีรุนโตจูกุวะวะเตะสกอนสัมปาดีรุนโตจิปะตองดียองตองยองโตกุมติจีกุวะตินระกะทุซังกุนซุนจีดีวะจูกะลิงโมยะซังกะกิเวตะวะกอนสีโยปะดีทารึจันตองโตมุบะระซะบะระซองจีวะจิรโมวะมุวะดีวะเตะเนติจีนองอะดูกุวะจูซองอยู่จิ
So whatever Dharma we establish in our life, then it has to be established on the basis of listening, understanding, and meditation, as Lama Tsongkhapa himself stated, saying that at first to engage in the activities of extensive listening, extensive exposure to listening to Dharma talks, and then following that to clarify all the doubts whereby which one has the correct understanding, and then following that, then one should engage in the practices of whatever understanding that one has generated, to engage in those practices day and night unceasingly, and all of these activities then should be dedicated for the spread and increase of the teachings. So all the activities, in this way, all our engagements of the activities of our body, speech, and mind, then becomes an activity benefiting sentient beings and a direct cause for enlightenment.
วันนี้ได้จะว่าสงฆ์ก็ร้องเงี้ยก็ต้องจูนตลอดมาสิจีจีได้เลวดามาสอนในตอนเช้ารำบ้าสมโยติงตอนบ่ดีมาจูมันดูมันดูทวัดเจ็บก็ยี่ว่าดีจีสัมปิรุณโตเจ็บก็วันจีสัมบ้าดีสัมปิรุณโตเจ็บตอนดีอันนั้นอันเดอวันจีกุมจะว่ากูคุณเดียสมกันหน่อยวันนี้ได้จีสงฆ์ก็ร้องก็จีจีก็รู้สึกว่าต้องจูนสินันเดอโอ้ได้ดีมาจูส่งยี่ว่าอย่างดู
Vajuda
So, in Lama Tsongkhapa's writing of what is known as a clarifying of the clarifying of the doubts, clarification of the doubts, which is known as the root of every excellence, clarification of all doubts, the root of every excellence. Within that, Lama Tsongkhapa places this emphasis, saying that, you know, first and foremost, one should engage in the extensive hearing of the teachings, and then following that, then whatever one has heard, then with regards to what one has understood, then to clear all the doubts with all of the understanding that one has generated through the extensive listening, and then whatever has been understood clear of all questions or doubts, then that should be meditated upon again and again. So if one hasn't heard the teachings extensively, if one is limited to what one has heard, then one's understanding also becomes very, very limited, and one's meditation is also very, very limited. So how extensively we are able to meditate, how deep or extensive our understanding is, all of this is dependent, just as our meditation is dependent upon the depth and extensiveness of our understanding of the teachings, that creating that kind of depth and extensiveness of the understanding of the teachings is completely dependent upon generating extensive hearing or extensive listening to the teachings. So in listening to the teachings, you have the sutra collection of teachings, the three vast collections of teachings, or the three baskets of teachings, and in listening to the tantras, then listening to the tantras at all of these four different levels. So in this way, one develops a very vast hearing, a vast understanding, and a vast basis to meditate upon. Of course, to engage in this kind of extensive listening, understanding, meditation, it feels like a difficulty for the mind, or difficult to take on, but if you think about the benefits that one can receive in the way of one's understanding, in the ways in which one can engage in the meditational practice, then by thinking about the benefits of it, then one should not feel any kind of resistance to engaging in it. even in the prayers of a dedication that Lama Tsongkhapa composed, prayer of dedication of the beginning and the end, In those prayers too, there are prayers of dedication made to be to have the opportunity to have a, to have the opportunity to be to be able to listen very extensively to the teachings, and whatever teachings that one is exposed to be able to analyze all of those teachings and clarify whatever questions or doubts that one may have over it. So when one listens to the teachings, then one should analyze every word, every subject, and analyze it through applying the four types of logic, and also establishing those points or subjects through scriptural quotations, establishing the authority of the scriptural quotations to validate those subjects or those points. And when applying the four types of logic, then you have the logic of dependent arising, the logic of ultimate reality, the logic of what is known as accomplishing the logic whereby which you establish on the basis of accomplishing the function, and and the fourth one is the logic of being on the logic established on the basis of being applicable.
Da rupaji goni si gubu yuwa yandu rupaji nani tambo tubi rupaha se duna wajiga da jiga je se je di nipa se je di jala tu di ngay jiga je yako jiga chonga yana je pasam sabha jiga chonga yana nipa yang pasam sabha jiga chonga jiga yu di ngay nipa jiga cha sang jiga ma chong na nipa je di cha sang jiga ma chong na nipa dewa cha sang jiga ma chong ngay ten nipa jala tu ha jiga nipa la tu ha
The first logic of dependence is like the dependence of cause and effect. In order to have a good result, you have to have good causes. In order to have a complete result, you need to have complete causes. So, the results depending on causes is the first logic.
我觉得你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你的你 na ti ti li ti la mar tu di ni sha chi li sam ti chi chi la mar sha wa chi ba tr ti da go ru ba di wa ji da cha wa chi ba ru ba di song yo di.
And then the second logic established on the basis of a function, accomplishment of a function. Here, this refers to the doer, the relationship of the action agent and the object. How the one performing the action is dependent on the is dependent. The doer is dependent upon the action and the agent like that. Action, the relationship of the action agent objects like that. And the third logic, the logic of what is known as the Dharma Dhatu, or the reality of that phenomenon, the ultimate the reality of that phenomena. So, like for example, it is in the nature of the fire to blaze upwards, you know, and it is in the nature of the water to flow downwards. Like this, it's the intrinsic nature or the defining characteristics of that entity, the logic which is based on that.
When you dad in the way and the Rupa Sambadan, Chinichi Rupadi, Dandani, Javadi and Tibur de Buruban, Tibur Ruban was a good. What you do a Berna, do you, or that do Matawa, Sigiri Karichiga, Sigurisena, Kuchima, Matawi, Tanyas, Kuchiri Rinima, Jindua, Jimbo Miba, Matawa, Yamichila, what you dub Matawa Siguris, and you Matawa Yendi, Kuchiri Rin in Jibis, Matawa Jantendi, Yamba Jantenda, one Taya, Munisu down Tamba, Rubaji Kubu.
The fourth reason, you know, this fourth one, the word. The basis of being applicable. The Rumchi's the explanation with that is, for example, you take impermanence. The defining definition for something that which is impermanent is that which changes from moment to moment. And so, so when you take any phenomenon, because it is impermanent, so it has these. The reasoning that is applied here is that that it changes from moment to moment, and because it changes from moment to moment, it is impermanent like that. So do you have a better word for this? With regards to the fourth reasoning, on the, which is applied on the basis of that which is applicable, then those in that category, then here what we just utilized was the example of impermanent phenomena and the defining characteristics of phenomena which is impermanent, being changing. So this kind of logic then cannot be faulted by a direct valid cognizer. So this kind of logic is very much accords with science, except having a proof having a, you know, being a proven case like that. So, of course, in science, then there is a requirement that whatever is proven must be visually seen, or, you know, with our, you know, valid cognitive states of hearing or seeing, you know, must be proven on those bases. And so, therefore, with the obscured phenomena that you cannot see with our bare eyes, or, you know, or with the help of you know, machinery which we cannot see, then when we hit that kind of realm, then we cannot definitely say that they exist, or we cannot definitely for sure say it does not exist. So, you know, with those types of obscure phenomena, then it kind of gets cast in the realm of the doubt. So, with phenomena, you have obvious phenomena, and then you have, you know, hidden phenomena, an extremely hidden phenomena. With the cases of hidden phenomena, then you have to rely on, you know, valid scriptural authority, or that which has been validated by a clairvoyant mind, like that. And then in the case of extremely obscured or extremely hidden phenomena, then for those phenomena, then much of that has to be relied upon on the scriptural authority of the Buddhist teachings, you know. And this scriptural authority also must be cannot be faulted by the three kinds of analysis that, you know, substantiate, you know, a valid quote from the Buddha. So, like that. So, in this category of the extremely obscured phenomena, you know, then to say that it is not so, then you know, one cannot come up with the you know, the reasonings to establish that it isn't, or, you know, and to say that it is so also, not being able to come up with the reasons to establish that it is existence. So in this category of these extremely obscure phenomena, then much of that we have to rely on the scriptural authority of a Buddha's words, you know, not faulted by the three kinds of analysis. So, when we talk about extreme hidden phenomena, then hidden phenomena, it refers to you know, reincarnation, the existence of past and future life, and you know, the cause and effect of our karmic actions. For these for these types of teachings, then to establish this, to have faith or belief in that, then one has to rely a lot on the scriptural authority of the Buddhist teachings, such as when we read through certain sutras, like the Sutra of the Wise and the Foolish. Within those sutras, they talk about certain karmas, coming actions that were done, and as a consequence of that, then you have particular kinds of karmic results. Or within those sutras, there's mentioning of of individuals going through certain experiences and then, being presented as a question to the Buddha, and the Buddha explaining how in the past certain karmic actions were done that attributed to this particular result. If it's more comfortable, you can sit on a chair. You have certain categories of these hidden phenomena where you have to rely on the scriptural authority to establish. And then with regards to the existence of past and future lifetimes, as some accept a future life but do not accept a past life. But as long as you accept a future life, then in relation to the future life, then your previous life would have to be a past life. So even though you do not directly accept a past life, by accepting there is a future life, you indirectly accept there being a past life like that. And in the same way, then you have she said you can use one of the seats over there. And again, with regards to the idea of the creator, in Hinduism or in Christianity, where the existence, where the world and the beings within the world are all created by a creator. So you have certain beliefs like that. So, but when we think of it in the context of the of Buddhism, then you can say certain results of existence come as a blessing of the Buddha, but half of our existence also comes due to the power of our of sentient beings, karma, as a result of sentient, due to the karmic causes accumulated by the sentient beings, then you have the result of the certain type of the world, environmental world and the beings within it. So, in the Buddhist context, then you would say it's the combination of both the objects of refuge, the Buddhas, and sentient beings, karma, that have the combined force of both that has brought forth this type of established this type of existence.
And then in
nowadays, both in East and West, you know, when people outside of spiritual, like Buddhist faith or faith that establish, set forth the existence of a reincarnation, outside of those faith, people, independent people, have done many research with regards to children who on their own are able to remember their past lives, are able to describe places, people, identify. And then when these independent people have examined their memories of these children, then are able to completely verify places and people from their memories. So in that way, then you can say that is an obvious way of establishing the existence of past and future lifetimes. And then of course in Buddhism, exceptional individuals like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the Karmapa, who from the time of the birth, speak out very clearly about their identity as to who they are, and confirming their identity, as those as the reincarnation of those individuals in many different ways. So completely validating on their own, their claim to whatever reincarnation they are. Whatever reincarnation they happen to be of. So in this way, then you can see both from a Buddhist context and even from the independent studies of individuals who have taken an interest to examine these claims to remembering past lives. Then many of these things we have been validated through where you can see it and verify it completely for yourself. So that was just an introductory talk about the importance of generating extensive exposure to listening to the teachings, particularly in the context of Buddhist teachings, to listen very extensively to the collection of teachings that are available, to develop the proper the correct understanding through clarifying all of one's questions or doubts, and then to engage in the meditational practices of it, and how these activities then should be founded on the basis of using logic and reasoning and scriptural authority and so forth. So then going back to the lesson on the sublime continuum, then we were talking about the eight, qualities of a Buddha. With all of these three objects of refuge, the rare and sublime Buddha refuge, the rare and sublime Dharma refuge, the rare and sublime Sangha refuge, then all of them are categorized into the ultimate and the conventional Buddha refuge, the ultimate and the conventional Dharma refuge, and the ultimate and conventional Sangha object of refuge.
Jadi dah jenayah yang baik itu, Yondi
So when we talked about those eight qualities, the first three qualities are for the benefit of the self or the individual, and then the second set of the three is for the benefit of others, and then the last two are regarded as the general qualities in the sense of The last two are regarded as the body for the self and the body for the others. This is like in general within the body for this, the body for the benefit of the self. Within that, then you have the first three qualities incorporated in it: the uncompounded, spontaneous, not realized through the cause of others. And then within the body for the benefit of others, then you have the latter three qualities. Or for the benefit for others incorporated within it. So the last two are the general qualities, and the first two sets of two are the particular qualities.
So the
quality of being uncompounded is the naturally pure quality of the Buddha, and the spontaneous is the adventitiously pure, temporarily pure quality of the Buddha, and not realized through the cause of others is the quality of knowing all the varieties of existence. And those three qualities are the qualities for the benefit of the self. And then Jitawa and no Geneva Geneva, the knowledge is the Geneva. Okay. The varieties are Jitawa or is it negative? Okay. Not being realized through the cause of others is a knowing knowing the final mode of phenomena, knowing phenomena just as they are, like that. And those are the qualities. Those are the qualities for the benefit of the self. And the latter three, knowledge here refers to knowing all existence, knowing all the varieties of existence, and then mercy as in loving compassion, power or potential or capacity, and those three latter qualities are for the benefit of others. Where it says, as well as being the fulfillment of the two aims. The two aims are the last two qualities, the body which is for the benefit of the self and the body which is for the benefit of others. And then the verses 6, 7, 8 slightly details on those eight qualities. Because of having a nature without beginning, i.e. without production, middle, abiding, or end, cessation, it is uncompounded. And because of possessing the peaceful truth body, it is said to be spontaneous. So the naturally pure and the temporarily pure aspects of the holy body. And then because of being realized by oneself individually, it is not realized through the cause of others. So this refers to the transcendental wisdom knowledge, the transcendental wisdom knowledge which is able to see the ultimate mode of existence of all phenomena, the final nature of all phenomena. Because of so these three qualities are the qualities for the benefit of the self, and then the latter three, because of realizing those aspects in that way, it is knowledge. Knowledge as in knowing all existence, knowing all the varieties of phenomena. And because of teaching the path merciful or loving, compassionate, it is power or potential or capacity, because of removing suffering and afflictive emotions through exalted wisdom and compassion. So these latter three qualities are the qualities for the benefit of others. Through the first three, one's own welfare is accomplished. Through the latter three, others' aims. So when you look at these verses, it first begins with a brief praise to the Buddha, and then just enlisting each one of the eight qualities, and then elaborating on those qualities a little bit. you know, saying a little bit on each one of these qualities. And then the last two lines kind of, again, comprehensively sort of concludes what those qualities are about, saying through the first three, one's own welfare is accomplished, through the latter three, one others' aims are accomplished.
ဟောဒီတဲ့တင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူကြီးတဲ့ရောင်းသွင်းကြီးကတော်ရင်သွင်းကြီးကြီးချေပဲတန်းဒီသဘာရောင်းနဲ့တင်တဲ့မှာတော့မြားရင်နဲ့ရောင်းဟောဒီတဲ့ကြေစုံဘုံကြီးမှာအကြီးတကန်ဒီဘာရောင်းနဲ့တန်းတနေချောင်းချောင်းဒီချောင်းချောင်းရည်ကြီးရှိတဲ့ကိုဟိုတဲ့ငိုတနာဟာအကြီးတဲ့ဤကနေတောင်းနေစီဝသူတွေတောင်းဖို့ညီပါစံပါကြောငါတို့ဘယ်တင်ပါကြီးပါကွာဟောတဲ့ကြွားရမှာကြီးနာ ဒန်ဒနိဒသံယောယဝရီအတုံးကြီးဆောဆူရှင်းနေဒရှာလာငုစမနောဝသံကြီးကြီးရှင်းနာမေရံကတန်တော့ဒရှာလာငုစနောဝဇကနံပန်းကြီးရန်တုံးတေချပါနောဒါရံတုံးတော့ရန်တုံးတဲ့ကြောင့်သရတိတိချန်နီဆောင်ရီမာတော့ကျေရနာရံတုံးကြီးကိုရနာရန်တုံးကြီးကိုမအင်းမိချပါတော့ရန်တုံးကြီးကိုရနာရံတုံးကြီးကိုမအင်းမိချပါအောင်ယောမာရီတိချန်နီဆောင်ရီဒီအကျေတေချပါဒရှာ ဒီအောင်ဘောရံတဲ့ကောင်ကလာသူကြီးကိုဆောင်ကြီးကိုကုစုတီမှုစနောရယောဘေချန်နီမာတီချန်နီမာရဇဘေဂျန်စင်ကြီးရန်သွင်ကြီးကိုဒီသာဆောင်ကြီးသူဆောင်ကြီးရောင်းကသူကြီးကိုဒီချင်းပယောင်းတဲ့တောင်ဖုံးယောင်းတဲ့တောင်တပုယောင်းတဲ့သူဒရှာလာမှုစနောထွေရယောမာရဝတင်ရယံဘယင်သူဝဇတိရောင်းသွင်းကြီးကုစုကြီးတင်တဲ့ကိုချန်နီရပါရင်ဒီ
benefit of the self and the body for the benefit of others is very briefly presented, but in the commentary by Gyaltsa Rumche, then on page 47, if people are following the Tibetan text, then has 10 lines describing these two the qualities of these two holy bodies. So the thing is that it doesn't mean that if it's a holy body for the benefit of self, so you know, if it's a holy body for the benefit of the self, it pervades being a body for the benefit of others. If it is a holy body for the benefit of others, it pervades being a body for the benefit of self. The reason why this distinguishment of the body for the self or the body for the benefit of others is distinguished in this way is from basically from the point of the view of the, you know, the sentient beings to be subdued. You know, what is usually categorized as the holy body, which is for the benefit of the self, is those characteristics of the holy body of the Buddha, which does not appear directly is not a direct perception of the sentient beings, and then those qualities of the, you know, like the form body of the Buddha, so forth. Those characteristics of the holy body of the Buddha, which directly appears to the, you know, to the sentient beings, is directly perceived by sentient beings, then those are categorized as the, you know, the holy body which is for the benefit for the benefit of others. Like, you know, for example, if you talk about, you know, the Buddha's enlightened mind, you know, that cannot be directly accessed by a sentient being's mind. So, such as these characteristics, then are those types of qualities, then are regarded as the body for the benefit of the self. And then, you know, what those aspects of the Buddha's you know, holy body, which appears to sentient being's mind, which directly perceived by sentient being's mind, then is categorized as a, you know, body for the benefit of others.
ဟိုဒီတဲ့တင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူကြီးတဲ့တင်တဲ့ကိုချမ်းကြီးတဲ့ဆွမ်းကြီးကွန်ကြောတဲ့နန်တို့တဲ့ကြီးတဲ့တင်ကြီးကြီးကြီးဟိုဒီတဲ့တင်တဲ့တွန်တော်တဲ့ညူနေတွန်တော်တဲ့ဆွမ်းကြီးကွန်နေဆောင်ဟိုဒီတဲ့ဆွမ်းကြီးကွန်နေဆောင်ကဒီနောင်ရင်တဲ့ဒီယူခွင့်နေရောကြီးချူကွန်ကြောတဲ့ရောကြီးတဲ့တင်တဲ့ကွန်နေဆောင်ရင်သူဟိုဒီတဲ့နန်ကြီးသွားရောင်းကနောင်းနဲ့တောင်ကို
ချူကွန်ကြောတဲ့ကြီးတဲ့ဆောင်တော်မတို့ဆောက်ကြည့်ပါဒီကောင်းရှုမေမယုံမယုံမေမယုံမီလီဂျန်တောင်း
ཁྱི དེ
So when you take the Buddha, the rare and sublime Buddha, then it begins with a brief praise and frustration, then an abbreviated presentation of what the Buddha is, then the meaning, and then the conclusion. In the same way, when you look at the verses that explain the Dharma, also begins with praise and frustration, then an abbreviated point of view of explaining what the Dharma is. And then, explaining the meaning, and then concluding, doing a conclusion of it, summary of it, like that. That is how each of the verses goes. So the verse here is obeisance to the Son of excellent doctrine, not existent, and non-existent, and not analyzable as other than existent, and non-existent, devoid of description, known by oneself individually, peaceful, undefiled, illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom, and thoroughly destroying desire, hatred, and obscuration with respect to all objects of observation. So, like the Dharma object of refuge, the Buddha object of refuge, Dharma too is categorized into conventional Dharma and the ultimate Dharma. The ultimate Dharma here refers to the path and cessation which is embodied in the holy in the holy mind of the Buddha, a cessation and path of cessation. And the conventional Dharma are the scriptures, the scriptural words. Scriptures and the words that explain the Dharma are the conventional Dharma. So again, when you kind of detail it, then in detailing the qualities of the Dharma, then cessation is attributed with three qualities. Path to cessation is also attributed with three qualities.
So
So where it says, known by oneself individually, peaceful, undefiled, illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom, is the, I regard it as the qualities of the path of cessation. The three, qualities of the true path, qualities of truth. The three qualities are, you know, the of the true path are, you know, the quality which is part of the, you know, the naturally pure quality, the temporarily pure quality, part, you know, which is free of the obscurations. Free of the obscurations, the second quality of adventitiously pure, and then the third quality is where duality is completely pacified, where duality is kind of subsided. You have a better word?
Oji dadi lamben ji yonden sam goden ji yonden sam de oji da sab tu rona ji re danda ning ma de no goden ji yonden sam de danda go re lamben ji yonden sam de re da goden ji yonden sam de sma sam ji da lamben ge yonden sam de kon si me me yo me yo me ma yo me li jen da ha se de na oji dadi den da la jan no ကျေတန်တွေကျေဇူးရံဘုရားမှာဒီလာနာယောဘရောင်ချင်းကြီးရေမေဘရောင်ချင်းကြီးတွေ့ရမှာပါယောဘရောင်ချင်းကြီးတွေ့ရမှာပါယောမေညီကရောင်ချင်းကြီးတွေ့ရအောင်မှာရင်ပါယောမေမေကောင်းကောင်းတဲ့ဟောတွေ့ရယောမေညီကယောမေညီကမာယင်ဘချူဒီကောင်းတဲ့ဟောတွေ့ရမှာရင်ပါတန်ထာကြီးစသည်နာထာကြီးကိုနီဟောကြီးသားဆောင်ရွေးနေကျင်တာကိုနီဆွကြီးစု
I made a mistake. What I said previously are the qualities of the, where known by oneself individually, peaceful, undefiled, illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom. That is the qualities of the true path, okay? True path. Devoid of description, known by oneself, is are the qualities of cessation, true cessation. The qualities of the true path are the above, which is not non-existent, not existent, not existent and non-existent, and not analyzable as other than existent and non-existent, are the qualities of the true path. Rumchi, the that there is no existent inherently existence, that there is no inherently existent non-existence, existence which is not inherently existent, and there is no non-existence which is inherently existent. And then again, the negative of those, you know, which is the category of the four. These are the four extremes, that which is not existent, there is no existence which is inherently existent, non-existent, and there is no inherently existent existence which is not existence. I hope you get it. Anyway, it's to do with existence and non-existence, and then non-existence and non-existence, and then the opposite. Four. Do you get it? Anyway, the four. Anyway. So, free of these four extremes is what is defined as the qualities of the true path.
Ori da de ji gar de gun ta da je ta da de ji da ji sa ga don ri bi tu zan la ta don da ma da ji yang bi wa ri di wa ji da tin tin da la ji yu ba ma se di na ji me ba ma se di ri da tin da la ti ya ji yang gar de go njere jen chiko njere njere di njere mandrawa njiwa sarwa njere jen chiko ondo shina chiko da chiko yoma mema se jende goden go yonde na seya chiko dan jenji chenji tangma ba se jode namdenji yonde na seya chiko niso yonko yuwa yendu nige nane yon chiko njere chama di mara jisa nangya chiko da sangya yonde ne te yendu da chiko ngama sangya di njere jen di lefa yenba ngu zangni That the Jigan Goden Guyondena Seya, or Jigda, Shamadi, Shamasambodi, Lamden Giondena Seya, the Danger New Obanon in Jirlava de la Tena, Tina Indini.
With regards to these qualities, there are two translations of the commentary. So in one commentary, then these four extremes are regarded as the qualities of the, qualities of the, this true cessation and, devoid of description known by oneself individually as being the qualities of the true path. And then in another translation, then again, it's the other way round. So you have in the two translations of the commentary, there is this kind of difference. Chidan Rumchi, Namju Chikelaya, the Kadi Yur Kadil Teng.
Seven Jerdan, driven Jir Ni Obanani, Shamaj Yuadi, driven Jirdi, Wajuda, moving it to Dantambati, Hoyan Song, Taji Namadi.
When the difference is not the two commentaries, the difference in the translation of the root and the commentary. When we follow the translation of the root text, then the four extremes, the quality of the established on the basis of four extremes, are attributed to the true path, and devoid of description, known by oneself individually, that quality is attributed to cessation, true cessation. But when we rely on the translation of the commentary, then the quality of the four three of the four extremes is attributed to true cessation, and devoid of description, known by oneself individually, is attributed to the true path. So, what is regarded as that is more true to the source or more applicable to reality is in accordance with the translation, in accordance with the commentary. translation of the commentary, where you know the quality of the being free of the four extremes is attributed to true cessation, and you know, devoid of description and known by ones of individual, this latter part as qualities of the true path.
So in the Junamba
tradition, you know, according to the Junamba tradition, then where they talk about, you know, the other empty and the self empty, because they talk about the other empty and self empty, so they usually designate that the Uttara Tantra belongs to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma. But in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, then in other words, it's saying that the Gyu Lama, the Uttara Tantra, is a subject which relates to the other empty, subject of the other empty. But according to Lama Tsongkhapa, then the Uttara Tantra teachings are regarded as the teachings categorized within the second turning of the wheel of second turning of the wheel of Dharma, and on the basis of this, they establish that ultimately there is only one vehicle on the basis of which to attain enlightenment. Tatu tekwa chik.
Or that the member yendu ji lama zangava yasi go ji. Jilama,
So in the tradition of Lama Tsongkhapa and the two sons, then the Uttara Tantra is regarded as part of the Buddha's perfection of wisdom, Prajna Paramita teachings, and within which you have this, you know, that ultimately, you know, that there is one vehicle on the basis of which, you know, the all sentient beings attain enlightenment, you know, have the potential to attain enlightenment. With regards to the Junamba tradition, then much of the emptiness, point of view of emptiness, is established on the basis of the Chittamatran school, you know. So, where they do not accept external existence, whereas in the Prasangika system, then you know there is the acceptance of external existence. Thank you, Ved Lula. Chidun Yubache.
Chidun Yubache. Chidun Yubache. Chidun Yubache. Then you Chidun Rantan Yang Yindini.
That all phenomena. Thank you, Ved Lula. that all phenomena, according to the prasangika system, are all self-empty. So in the Junamba tradition, for example, when you have the Kala Chakra is taught on the basis of the view of the other empty, whereas again in the Lama Tsongkhapa and the Two Heart Sons tradition, then it's not taught on the basis of the other empty, but self empty, and that in accordance with the Madhyamika's school's viewpoint, and then also accepting external existence. Chidin. So we'll stop here, and if you have questions, you can ask now.
Before we carried on the Uttara, I come to this evening, Rinpoche mentioned that the type of existence is created sort of half by the qualities of the Buddha and half by the karma of sentient beings. I guess maybe he's referring to the human existence, I don't know. And does that mean that, according to Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, that there's sort of a shared world, or, that this world that we live in is created by some kind of teamwork?
So Rumchi says, the context in which it should be understood, like how our existence of a residential existence and resident beings are the product of the combined blessings of the Buddha's activities and sentient beings' karma, is that how that is to be understood is that all the goodness that exists in this world in the way of every beauty or purity that exists in this world then comes through the power of the positive karma, as a result of the positive karma, and positive karmic activities arise from the blessings of the Buddha. And from that point of view, then in our world, whatever shortcomings exist, whatever impurities or shortcomings exist, they arise from the negative karma of sentient beings. Which you would have said is not arisen from blessing from Buddha, something like that. So in that context. For example, in the context of where you attribute all existence having been being a product of a creator, like, for example, all the suffering that we have, you know, created by God or some, in that kind of context, then, you know, you would have to imagine like the God as being a, like a judge, and then judge of our activities, and then due to that, then having the suffering. So, how one can also relate to that is like, you know, just as every goodness and well-being comes from the in the positive activities, then in transgressing from those positive activities, then as a result of that judgment, then we have suffering.
Oji dadini ji iji julu yena ji magiwa ji sonyang guiwari giwa ji sonyang guiwari oji chung ya pu giwa ji la niwa yena giwa ji ya kuji yang ya ji chung dang man tang ba magi ji la xi na ji di dang li dingar ji yang ya jin dai ji ga yang magi ji song wei qi la lin di ngu si song yu wa ma ri di tong ji tin dai ji zhe di yu di ni.
And it's just like in Buddhism, we have like a, you know, abandoning of the 10 non-virtues of our, in the activities of our body, speech, and mind. Then similarly, you know, you have like the, in Christianity, you have the God's 10 commandments, and that, you know, when you break those commandments, then they have the negative karmic consequence. They have negative consequences. So although. You know, there isn't a direct teaching of cause and effect of our karmic actions, but indirectly, you know, for example, setting forth 10 commandments and there being, you know, shortcomings to transgressing those in those 10 commandments, indirectly, then you can say also there is, you know, teaching on cause and effect.
But are some of the bumps in my road somebody else's fault?
Kurang method or kange yom the kange in the yundu kan le shengi kyun chen yom reverse shengi non du da shengi kyun gi wong gi susu method or magic wa yom the in the reverse
ori ta di yen na rang gu chun ji yom wa yim gi wa ba rang gu chun ji yom wa na yen gu yom ti ara kan zhe wo jie zhou ji ji su zhe wo yang yen gu da rang gi wa ri.
Rumchi said, like the bumps in our life, you know, you can say, you know, it's primarily it would have to be because of one's own individual past karmic actions. Then, of course, others are like the cooperative conditions to experiencing that bump. So it's like, you know, primarily, you know, oneself is responsible, then the others are like the outer conditions. Secondary conditions. It's just like, you know, you have a matchstick which at the tip has this potential to generate a flame, but on its own it won't generate a flame. It would have to be rubbed against a rough surface for that flame to come. So, you know, primarily like that, you know, the primary factor would be one's own karmic propensity, and then the others would be like the secondary factors to bring forth that experience. For it's the same for positive activities too. When we make an effort to be very, to be tolerant and patient, undertaking the virtue of tolerance or patience is primarily your decision. Yet the other person giving you the harm or the creating the obstacle is a secondary condition. London se khare re sumche ani golden se khare re
ta nam den se ji de ji pe na ji ne ji da kar se go nam den ma ye na nam ji ma wo re ji ro ho ji da ji to ma ne ta bo ji nam den ji ga yu ari yo ji ni pa ta bo nam den na yu ari ji tin da chi da mu zon din mi golden se du ji kap to kap to go ji pon sha ye na
ที่ธรรมะเนี่ยที่ตบตบจําติงก็ติงนี่ก็ก็ก็ถ้าว่าก็ที่ก็ป้องไว้ชัดจิตามันจริงๆรู้มั้ยล่ะลําลําจริงโหจริงว่าที่
like true path has to be like for example something that which is in the nature of one's spiritual path, like the wisdom realizing emptiness. When we talk about a true path, it has to be a path at the level of the Arya path. For it to be a true path, then it cannot be a path at the level of an ordinary sentient being, but has to be at the level of an Arya, a superior being, and like their realization of emptiness, realizing in the ultimate nature of phenomena, or their realization of the varieties of existence. So, you know, those would be realizing emptiness, realizing the true truths, which is in the nature of the path, and that path at the level of the Arya path would be true path. And cessation, true cessation is regarded as a state in which one has totally kind of abandoned the obscurations. So, whenever one comes to abandon certain levels of the obscurations, and when one comes to totally abandon, totally exhaust all of one's obscurations, and completely abandon all the obscurations, and that state of total abandonment of one's obscurations is true cessation. So, of course, the true path and true cessation has to be actualized at the level of the Arya being, generated at the level of the Arya being. But to give an example, like when as an initial beginner on the path of in one's spiritual path, then when one engages in the six preliminary practice, and you have the first practice of cleaning one's meditational room, meditation place. So, for example, you use a broom to clean the room up. So, the act of cleaning is the path, and the result of having a completely clean room is like the cessation.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. The
rumchi yunden gegenangi yunden niba chirwa
ori
kasure sun sungi tu sunju
ori hanji de
sungi tu yende di sun sungi tu be yunden sia de ta sangi ge semchen ge ten za wal sungi tu bala shawares
ori ri da di hanji de ba se di ji sangi ge semchen ge ro don che be kapso
The quality of us, in the second quality of being spontaneous, here refers to the quality of a Buddha being very spontaneous in his activities, benefiting sentient beings in the case of ordinary sentient beings, then you have to generate the motivation, be motivated towards it, and then plan and gradually engage in the activity. So in the case of an enlightened being, then it is completely spontaneous. All the activities benefiting sentient beings are completely spontaneous, and how that has been attained is due to the power of so many lifetimes of having engaged in those activities of benefiting others without any hesitations or like that. Does that answer your question?
So it's the same.
Yeah.
The spontaneous here is the same as the spontaneous activity of the Buddha.
How
does that relate with the adventitious purity, which is supposed to be that point?
Sungi Jub, the Lubur Namdar Shatan, the Kandishiba.
Lover Nanda said, you got to go. You wrong, I'm Toma Mebani, you took the Vachu Mayimba. Lower the Jupena Namkala, turn the Namkala, Ronjan, which you may and do, don't know Namka Yatoma, you didn't, don't know Tonga, Tomato, you divide and be in the Namkala, turn you Dabati, lower of arm, Kav Kala, you didn't. What you do?
Rumshi says when we talk about adventitious, then we talk about like the clouds being adventitious in the space, because it's there at times and not there at other times. In the same way, with regards to the applying that adventitious purity to the second spontaneous quality, here refers to the fact that in the activities benefiting sentient beings, that it is not like handicapped by having to generate a motivation, and kind of like that it is spontaneous. I don't know how. Rumchi says, Buddha's activities not being dependent upon a motivation is being spontaneous is what is adventitious purity.
The meaning of Krishna, is
it Krishna truth body? Go over the meaming of the truth body? Yeah, I mean, is it the truth body? Is that
what that's
saying? Yeah. Yes, Krishna truth body, sorry. Truth body, so truth body, right?
Mori.
Shive chukuch said, the chukna chikyo, right? Mori. The polite, the rashish kyo,
That you get on a chukola, you get on good chuku, chudan, over your cursage, what you da
You know, the Dharma body or the Dharmakaya has many different presentations to it. For example, the Buddha's body of nature is also a Dharma body, you know. And the transcendental wisdom, you have the wisdom Dharma body is also a Dharma body, truth body. And then cessation, which is totally free of obscurations, is also a Dharma body, truth body. Go ahead.
Also the information.
You have to speak up, dear.
In the introduction, of reincarnation.
Reincarnation.
Can you explain to you what is it that survives from one life to another life?
That which survives from one lifetime to the other is your mind. Okay, go ahead.
In the phrase positive karma, I want to get this clear, excuse me for repeating, positive karma arises from the blessings of the Buddha. Is that in the sense of our being clear enough of obscurations that our Buddha nature can manifest, or is it in the sense of the Buddha's, by their benevolence, contributing the cooperative causes? Both ways, a clarity of the obscurations and also the benevolence of the Buddhas. Okay. Go ahead.
Back to the true cessation. To the true cessation, if you just remove the obstacles of liberation, or unless it's a true cessation, when we remove the obstacles to omission.
Golden sia di nyomo be tiba tapo tobya gi nyomo be tiba la tiba panya de la tiba dan tawa di golden sigre ya tanche khemba dubya gi che do di tiba la panya de la golden khwa sha wo
sorry dan golden ru mura mo bu yar wa nyon du ge do bon golden chi chi du ge do bon golden
Rumicha says, cessation is at many different levels. For example, in the case of the Shravaka hearers and the solitary realizers, their cessation is a cessation of abandoning the obscuration of delusions. And so when in the case of those who are able to abandon the obscuration to omniscience or obscuration to knowing, then in the context of that is the greatest cessation, because within that is included having abandoned the obscuration of delusions as well.
Okay.
Rumicha says, even when we come to abandon, there are obscurations that defilements that we can abandon on the path of seeing, and then things that we can only come to abandon on the path of meditation. And so, again, when generating the qualities on the path of meditation along the, you know, the 10 grounds and paths, then all of these, each one of those qualities are successively generated along those, 10 grounds and paths like that. Go ahead. Yes.
Is jhana's view of empty nature need to follow Yogacara's philosophy?
In the Chittamatrans school, you have Chittamatrans who follow scriptural authority and Lungi Jenta and those who follow logic and reasoning. Chittamatrans are categorized into these two groups.
Those
that accept the mind which is the basis of all kunshi, whether they accept this mind or not. For example, in the Jhonpa tradition, then by taking into our consideration the basic constituent or the element of the propensity for to attain the essence of the Tathagarbha state, where on the basis of this, then Jhonpas established that sentient beings' mental continuum have in them the Buddhahood, and they accept this on the basis of this basic constituent. So so there's no Yogacharya school in the Chittamatran, no. Okay, on the Rumchi said you cannot say that the Jhonpa tradition is completely a Yogacharya school, follower of the Yogacharya. It's not completely exactly like that also. Okay. Go ahead.
Fourth kind of reasoning that Rinpoche mentioned, is it Tegup?
Tegup.
And could Rinpoche explain a little bit more what that's referring to? Does it just mean establishing things through logic? Establishing it correctly?
Tegup ki Rinpoche Rinpoche chik yanchu chisul nasar. Tegup ki Rinpoche ya di Rinpoche wongi ta di chukhanda khayin paduba di shigwara sa.
Oh, then the
The logic based on application is it like, for example, you say for example, vase is impermanent because it changes from moment to moment. So, like, you know, what is being established is that it is impermanent, you know, how it is impermanent is that because it changes from so. Anything which you can reinforce by more and more reasoning is there, you know, backed up by one reasoning, a second reason, third reason, like that. That kind of process is the, you know, the fourth reasoning, you know, on the basis of applications. I'm not as...
Teva means correctness. Group means establish.
Teva.
This means correctness. Establishing.
Established by what? Correct application, correct establishment, correct.
Theba drivers dina, yembar drivers dina.
Yeah.
Yembar drivers la drivers chigu. Theon yembar drivers la yon drivers ku. The jine sakshu drivers garuwa, chava drivers garuwa. Jigu tani jigu tila jimar thrasam se jide thrasam ko goni. Mara jigu ri jine mara theya garuwa.
Rumshi is saying basically to establish a phenomenon that it is so, then the various layers of logic that you utilize for example, in the Buddhist debating system, that there is this logic known as the logic of the three modes. You know, for example, that kind of logic is a you can ask George what those three modes are. they are in the category of, you know, correctly establishing reasoning. So we'll stop here for this evening. So she put the children in the town, the children in the day,
Some boys should have done more.